The last time I spoke to Doctors of the World about this topic was in April, and your colleague Peter told me about how people, undocumented migrants in particular, were too afraid to go to their GP until they are very sick or far along in a pregnancy, for example. How has the situation developed in the meantime?
Well, what we've seen is the situation has been getting worse. So early last year, it was discovered that there's a formal arrangement that exists between the Home Office, who are responsible for the immigration enforcement agency in the UK, between the Home Office and NHS Digital, so the healthcare record system. And these two government agencies have an agreement where the immigration task force of the Home Office can contact the NHS, the healthcare record system, and ask for migrant patients' information and then receive that. And so the knowledge of that has caused a great deal of fear in communities and mistrust of the health system. And what we've seen up to April last year when you spoke to my colleague Peter has been steadily getting worse.
In January, a couple of weeks ago, the Commons Select Health Committee had a debate about this memorandum of understanding between the Home Office and NHS Digital that led to patients' data being forwarded to the Home Office without consent. And Doctors of the World also gave a statement at this meeting. What have the reactions been so far?
So the committee was made up of members of Parliament from different parties, so from the Conservatives and from Labour. And the chair of the committee, a Conservative MP, responded very strongly, requesting that NHS Digital stop the data sharing with immediate effect. The Health Select Committee doesn't have the power to enforce NHS Digital to stop the sharing, but the call for them to stop it in such strong language was reassuring for us, and we're waiting to hear NHS Digital's full response to the committee.
Has there been any reaction from the Home Office itself? I mean, it's obviously logical to ask or to request the NHS to stop the data sharing, but the Home Office must have had some sort of reaction to this debate as well.
I think there's been no public reaction that we're aware of. We obviously don't know what the reaction is behind the scenes. It's not surprising, as you say, that the Home Office are keen to continue this arrangement and even to strengthen it. So I can imagine that they would not be happy to hear that that lawmakers calling for the agreement to be scrapped. But as it's NHS Digital who have the power to stop sharing the data, then, as you say, it's logical that the request to them is for them. And they're the ones who are more likely to be breaching confidentiality by being the people who are sharing the records in the first place.
When I asked the Home Office for a statement last year, they said that no medical data was being shared or being handed over, and that this memorandum of understanding stood on solid legal ground. Is that your perception as well, that there is a legal basis for this kind of sharing?
No, I mean, I think what was really interesting when the lawmakers were giving scrutiny to NHS Digital and the Home Office at the committee was that this was the line which was used by NHS Digital and by the Home Office and by the ministers who were defending the agreement. They this was exactly their line of defence, and lawmakers weren't, who actually some of them were doctors, they weren't having any of that. What they were clear of is that from a medical point of view, you breach confidentiality only when a serious criminal offence has been committed. And the argument that an immigration offence is a serious criminal offence just doesn't stack up when it comes to sharing patient confidential information. And the fact that it's non-clinical information was something which they also didn't buy at all as an argument. They didn't see that as a useful argument. And they used the example of the fact that in the case of a serious criminal offence, for instance, if a patient in the UK is accused of murder or rape or a terrorism offence, even then the information that's shared isn't clinical. The information that's shared is the same information which is being shared now of patients who are migrants.
I know this is not, you know, the area of expertise with Doctors of the World, but do you know if there is any data that show the effects of this sharing of information? Do you have any idea what has happened to those patients whose data has been forwarded to the Home Office?
So what the data that's published shows that shows the number of requests that have been responded to. But what we're not sure of from official sources is what that's led to, whether it's led to people being removed from the country or whether it's led to immigration claims being refused. That's unclear. What we know is the impact on of communities in real life, where we're hearing from people that, you know, this fear is spreading. We do hear second and third hand stories of people being detained, having access to healthcare services, but it's very difficult to attribute this directly to this particular scheme, not because it's not happening, but because the evidence isn't public.
My last question refers to the next steps. So you said that the committee hearing gave hope that steps will soon be taken to stop this kind of data sharing. What will be the next steps on the part of the Parliament, on the part of the Health Committee, to enforce this this conviction that this kind of data sharing is harmful to public health?
The next steps in the process are that, following the letter which the Health Select Committee has written to Natus Digital, in which they've asked that they stop this data sharing immediately, what they've done is they've explained that if NHS Digital don't stop immediately, or if they fail to convince the committee that they've listened to the committee's concerns, then the committee will hold another session. So they will pull them back in and ask them to provide evidence to the MPs to explain why they haven't been able to do that and to explain what the current situation is.